We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jason, you know who this is, right?
Yes.
So I'm talking to this dude who's about to come on here and join us, and I'm talking about what he's doing down there, and he brings this up. Oh, I'm right around the corner from the Otis Redding Museum. I'm going to go over there and check that out. Of all the things he got going on, he's looking forward to the Otis Redding Museum. Welcoming Mr. Crenshaw here, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Did you make it over to the museum yet, man?
I haven't made it to the museum, but I made it to the place that he purchased, Capricorn Studios, which is very famous, which was like going to a museum. It mm-hmm. really was. And so I'm here for USTA Georgia, having the state semi-annual state tennis meetings. But I've been wanting to get inside Capricorn Studios for the longest time. So it was a treat to go over there and see it. Amazing, some of the things that were there. A Hammond organ donated by the Rolling Stones is in this place. A lot of original instruments, and it's still a functioning recording studio today. You just played Otis Redding in 67, sitting on the dock of the bay. He purchased the property for this studio in 1967, recorded that song in Memphis, never got to record in his own studio because he left us in December of 1967. Just some stuff I found out here last day.
They just did a lot of work at that studio, right?
Yes, they did a lot of work, and it's amazing what they've done to it. But it's also amazing, Jason, the things that they've left the same from the 70s. Some of the things that provide the acoustics. I didn't realize in the studio you have one area that's like a dead room, which yep. means there's no echo at all.
Right.
Then you go to one area where it sounds like a cathedral. And you have it both here at Capricorn. So people come through and record all types of music here. Of course, it's known for being the home of center, my goodness, for Southern Rock and the Allman mm-hmm. Brothers. Greg Allman's barber chair is in this place because he preferred a barber chair over a Lazy Boy. Think about it. You mm-hmm. can kick that thing back all the way back, right?
Yeah.
And that's what he preferred. So they have his barber chair. It's one of the first things you see when you walk into place.
You know, that's one of those field trips you and I ought to take. And, of course, as Jason reminds us, stop by Bucky's.
Yes.
But we go to that location, and we go to that studio, and then we go over to Muscle Shoals.
Yep.
Yep,
to that place.
We go on tour because that Fame is still functioning.
Yep.
We were talking with some of the people that said, we wish that Stax was doing. Stax is more of a museum now. I think there may be a little bit of recording going on at Stax up in Memphis. But Fame, there is some recording. But this place has recording. They're open to record 7 days a week down here. And they're recording mm-hmm. everything from jazz to gospel to blues to R&B and rock. Everything is coming through this studio. So it's a phenomenal place to visit. And that's where we had our dinner. You can have receptions. You can have all types of things here at Capricorn. So it was neat to see.
This is a perfect example of an extension of our show. Wouldn't you say, Jason? Sam's mm-hmm. come on here to talk about tennis, and we spent about 5 minutes talking about music and studios and things like that. Everything but, and we're actually just kind of burying the lead on all of this. So
it happens occasionally.
It
yes.
does, man. And that's what we do here. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Jason Longshore is in for Mr. Crenshaw, who is down in beautiful Macon down there, man. And again, for this tennis event, how's it been going so far?
It's fine. I mean, it's the state annual meetings, and there's a lot of people who support tennis, coach tennis, promote it, and make it available to as many people as want to participate in it. And you know, I come to this event, and you find out little things and the things that are happening around the state, things that are coming up. I found out that there's an announcement concerning Atlanta that should happen during the U.S. Open for participation purposes, but something that's going to be added for the city of Atlanta to encourage participation, not another tournament yet. We talked, a lot of people are bellyaching about us not having Atlanta Open anymore. So a lot of people are unhappy about that, but talking about new things to get people to participate, something that should be announced at the U.S. Open coming up in New York. We'll wait and see what that is going to be. But I want to also give a shout out to a couple of people. Darren Pockey, friend of the show, who's been to the studios, the executive director of USTA Georgia, and also Michelle Fields, the president of USTA Georgia, for including me and having me be a representative on the board. So I get to travel around the state. We didn't go out to play any tennis this time. It was like, I don't know what the heat index was down here yesterday, but I wasn't going to go out and try to play. There is a junior tournament taking place here in town, though. So that's a lot of people are going to go over and check that out before we head for home. We're going to finish up around noon today.
What's the state of tennis in Georgia at the grassroots level right now?
Grassroots level, people are happy. The participation is good, and they're able to provide it to different populations in our community, you know, what age may be, or disability, youth. That's always something that we talk about, but keeping people involved and plugged in and at club level organizations, people participating in teams. But yes, as Greg always wants to know, what about pickleball?
I didn't bring it up. I wasn't going to bring it up.
I'm just saying, but because there's something else is happening there, something called red ball.
Okay. That I don't know
tennis
this one.
Is kind of cooked up to counter pickleball. Pickleball is red ball is a lower compression tennis ball. It doesn't bounce as fast as a regular ball. You play with a different size racket. You have different dimensions of the court, similar to pickleball. And so they're offering this in more of a social setting. You may have it, and it may be sponsored by our friends at New Realm or somebody, where you got a cold frosty one in one hand, and you got the racket in the other, and people having a good time. So this is something that more like young adults are getting a chance to play, and it's kind of trying to counter some with pickleball. With pickleball, is strong here in Macon. They took what was a Belk store, I think, and made it pickleball courts in a mall, which I can see that happening in a lot of other places where big box stores have left. Yeah. And those facilities or areas are there. And, you know, if they can fill up, people come in and play, it will happen. And so participation in that level is big. Obviously, as a tennis population ages to a certain point, they don't want to have to cover that extra area on that court. They want the smaller court to play on. But it's also catching on with the younger crowd too on college campuses. Yeah. The thing that it doesn't have, Greg, and this is the one thing they said, pickleball don't have no college dollars. There are no college teams. Now, they're college clubs. They're college clubs. And we talked about how different sports have been big-time sports in our area, the girls' flag football right now. We got 10 college teams in our state. We talked about lacrosse a few years ago and how lacrosse came on and was the hot thing. Even esports, all three of those sports got college scholarship dollars. Pickleball does not. So that's the other thing. You know, it hasn't been included as an Olympic sport. Those other things that you wait to see is happening. So, yeah, some people are picking it up and playing it. And you got these pro leagues that are getting some television time. But to me, the big thing is mamas and daddies ain't seen it as a way to pay for college. That's the thing they have to figure out. There's some talk starting of it. There may be some Division III schools, but remember, Division III NCAA is non-scholarship.
Yep.
No athletic scholarship. You got to get an academic scholarship. So you got to play pickleball, and you got to have a 3.2 GPA or something to get you some money to go to one of them schools.
That's Mr. Craig. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to just reset here and let everybody know that you are joining us down there where the meetings are going on in the world of tennis. One of the things that you said is we talked this past week, which seems to be the smart approach, instead of waving your finger at it and saying this, that, and the other thing about pickleball, it seems like the world of tennis is coexisting with this new sport and trying to find middle ground.
It's happening at some places, but even in that case, you're kind of penalized if you draw the pickleball lines on the tennis court, because if you want to host a sanctioned tennis event, you don't have pickleball lines on your court. So if you got a place like the big facility up in Macon or the big facility up in Rome, they're not going to draw pickleball lines on those courts. Now, when you talk about high schools or communities that don't have as many courts, the parks are probably going to do it to make those courts available for the public to come in. But if you got somebody playing on some sanctioned courts, you know, you won't see that. Any college tournaments that you watch on TV, you won't see any pickleball lines on those courts.
I got to wait, Jason, for this thing to grow. And I was wondering if they were going to do this with that new sport, the Tiger and Rory McIlroy, but they got one facility where they're doing that indoor golf thing.
That hasn't expanded yet.
No, it hasn't expanded. That's what I'm saying. So they got one facility. But you know what is available around this country? Malls that nobody's going to anymore because everybody's shopping online. And people that own those buildings, some entrepreneur is going to figure something out where they can turn these malls into pickleball courts and put bars and all that
stuff
in
there. You're seeing
that
now happen, and that's, I think Macon is one area where you're starting
Macon
to see
it. Macon is one of the places. What was a belt store has it here. But you talk about tennis, though, Greg. Remember, we got something called Intense Tennis that's going on out in DeKalb County at the movie studio out there where they take the third studio.
I drove by that place.
A tennis facility.
And thought of you.
You drove by there?
Yeah, I did.
I mean, you got to go out and check it out to see what they're doing because just like you said, if you get something like this, a faster pace, it's played with a clock. Mm-hmm. Once again, soccer's influence on other sports. They're playing with a clock to keep it moving.
Yep.
You only get one serve to play, you know, and it takes away the little time in between the points, and it keeps things moving. And also, they're looking to stream more so than people come out to attend, which, of course, lends itself to our friends out in Las Wages. So that's happening here in Atlanta, Intense Tennis. Matter of fact, shout out to them. They're going to be playing out there this weekend out on Redan Road.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, I went to that studio. I had a fitting, and Sam was telling me about this place. You know, they're playing tennis out there in one of the sound stages. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have signs.
It's going the way of like Overtime Elite.
Yeah.
It's very much like what they have at Atlantic Station. It's not so much the people that come to attend it, but the people that go online to Twitch or wherever and watch it that was happening. But how much have you guys talked about this thing that Ronald Acuña did last night?
Oh, we talked about it. We're waiting for your thoughts, though.
Those of us who remember the Roberto Clemente plays, that's what it comes to mind. I think Clemente is still the GOAT when it comes to something like this. But Acuña just showed you, and flat footed, to be able to do that was simply phenomenal and a great way for the Braves to come back from the break, man. I mean, we don't know if they're going to be able to do what they need to do to reel everybody else in, but to go out and play that way the first game back was pretty impressive.
They showed not only the Roberto Clemente, which they, you know, the people who were showing it thought that was number one, they showed Vladimir Guerrero Sr., and you know what kind of arm he had. They showed one from him.
Yeah.
They showed one from Ichiro. And they included those in with Ronald Acuña's throw.
The first one that we thought of, it wasn't from right field, but Bo Jackson. That arm.
Yeah, Harold Reynolds.
Yep, he had one. And I remember one by Dave Parker, too. Dave Parker had just a cannon. Mm-hmm. But for Ronald Acuña Jr. to put that kind of display on against the Yankees, was pretty impressive. I'm like, why didn't the runner slide? I don't know.
Yeah, that was weird.
He got deked by the third baseman. That's how you do it.
You know what? Where's your third base coach?
Yeah.
Your third base
coach.
Well,
that's
coach
on
is
him. Yeah.
Be,
you're right.
He should see the whole thing coming.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Sam, we're up against it, but give me a quick thought on this past weekend. Like I said, Noel's going to yell at us in a minute, so make it quick, your thoughts on what happened this past weekend and beginning of this week that you wanted to comment on how Atlanta looked.
I think Atlanta looked fantastic for the All-Star game. I think everything went well, and it was a game that was fun to watch. I applaud Major League Baseball for maybe showing the other leagues how to have fun with their All-Star game and how your players really, really look forward to playing in it. The way it ended, the interviews inside, I mean, talking to Clayton Kershaw while pitching was priceless. I don't want to see this during a regular season game or World Series game. No. But to do it, you know, during a game that's an exhibition, I think was great. And, Greg, we finally found a purpose for that doggone box they kept putting up there doing balls and strikes. I said, why have the doggone thing if you're not going to use it? And they actually used it. So I love the All-Star game, the way it was televised and produced, and I love the way it impacted our community. And hopefully some of the programs that were started and profiled during that time are going to continue. And our young people continue to embrace the game of baseball. But great show. Great show all around.
And one, as we let you go here, it's funny. There was something that happened unintentionally. You know how at the Olympics, when the Olympics are over with, they bring the flags down, hand the torch off to the next city?
Mm-hmm.
And then they, you know, take off with the torch. The All-Star game ended with, who's the guy from Philly? Who hit the home runs?
Schwarber.
Schwarber ended the game with three home runs, right?
Yeah.
And next year's All-Star game is in Philadelphia.
How fitting.
You know what I mean? Right? It's just sort of a nice little handoff the way that happened. Anyway, man, you better travel safely and get back up here.
We'll do that. Jason, thanks for holding it down, man.
You know I got you.
All right. Greg, you're telling everybody where we're going to be next Saturday, right?
We're going to be out at Falcons camp. You got to have your tickets to get on out there. But we will be on the road, Sam and Greg, out at Flowery Branch. I'm going to talk more about it, but yeah, I got it covered. Man, you just go enjoy yourself. Quit running the show.
All right. Y'all take care, man.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later. Drive safely. There's Mr. Crenshaw. Right. We're not done talking baseball. Bo Johnson. You know him as the producer of Andy and Randy, top show here in the city. But he has also got massive opinions about baseball, loves it. And he was in the stadium for the All-Star game and got some thoughts on the Braves' second half. That's up next. Sam and Greg with Jason Longshore, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg with Jason Longshore in for Mr. Crenshaw on this morning. You know what happened? 9 o'clock, I forgot to do something. Forgot the good morning. Y'all let me go 24 minutes here, and I didn't do my good morning topic. We were so ready to talk to Sam down there in Macon. Forgot to do it. I'm going to blame it on Sam. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning.
And a good morning to everybody out in Villa Rica. Okay, now I feel better.
I like Villa Rica.
You do like Villa Rica?
I do. I like Villa Rica.
All right. And I got a thumbs up from Noelle, which means she likes Villa Rica too. And I would imagine our guest, I don't know if Bo has been out there, but he probably says yes on Villa Rica too. Bo Johnson, producer of Andy and Randy, the number one show in the world. That's all I'm going to say right now. That is the number one show in the world.
Look at the numbers.
That's right.
Look at the numbers.
They are number
like
one.
Bo would say.
And it's all about you. Bo, of course, listen, I don't know when the next fantasy show you are going to do, whether it's baseball or football. You've done a few, though, here. So I know that you don't get a chance to spread your wings as much as you'd like to. So last week we had John talking about the Braves getting a set for the All-Star Game weekend here.
Yep.
And now that it is behind us, you were there. One of the things that Jason, I, and Noel, and Sam have talked about was how this city looked to the world, if you will, this last week or so. But what was it like for you going down there and experiencing that?
So it was such a great event that that Cobb County, the Braves, the Battery, Truist Park pulled off in this last week. Everything looked great. All-Star Village was tons of fun. You're talking about thousands of people there every day. Took over the entire Cobb Galleria, multi-level event space there with several cool exhibits. There were superstars and Braves players everywhere. You did not have to look far to find an autograph session or an opportunity for a pic with the kids. Lots of fun. Then you roll into the Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game. You know, just superstars everywhere. I go out into the tunnel outside of where I work, and there's just guys walking up and down the hallway. I ran into Aaron Judge, massive human being on Monday. Yeah, he's every bit of a massive human being in person as he is on TV. And
Bo, I got to stop you real quick.
Go ahead.
What's his name? The Big Dumper in Seattle? The Big
Dumper?
Or,
yeah, man. Yeah.
You got him or Aaron Judge? Who's getting your MVP vote right now at the halfway point?
I got to go Judge, right? I mean, Judge is leading the world in batting average. Plus, he has all the home runs. I don't know if Cal Raleigh can – if Cal Raleigh keeps up what he's doing, you know, he may hit 60. But I just don't – I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't want to put doubt on the man. But I think it's got to be Judge, right?
Okay. Just curious. All right, go ahead. What you're saying, you're down there. I wonder who you were pouring a drink for and looked up and saw, I can't believe I'm pouring a drink for this guy or woman.
Well, all the regulars are down there. See, the thing about where I work for these big events is that tickets are very, very hard to come by because they're all owned by, you know, corporations in town and whatnot. And most everybody wants to keep their tickets. Mm-hmm. So I had the regulars were down there all week. Andrew Chipper, you know, Drake Ballin made an appearance down there at one point. Not a whole lot of celebrity made its way down to the Truist Club because most of our seat owners keep their tickets. They want to come see the spectacle that was the Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game.
Okay.
First off, Bo, I got to thank you for extending your show last Sunday when we had a little bit of a weather delay up for Atlanta United, too. Thank you for doing that last minute.
Hey, anytime, brother. That was no problem whatsoever. I still had stuff I was wanting to yammer about even after I had to get off the air for y'all. So, I don't mind talking more. It's all good, brother.
I figured you'd be okay with that. out of everything that you got to see, whether it's the, you know, like around the game, whether it was the events outside of it, what do you want to see Major League Baseball do that maybe wasn't part of this year's All-Star Game that you'd like to see them add?
So I don't know that there's anything they could add. I do. So the Home Run Derby to me felt a little bit long. Mm-hmm. It's hard to keep people in their seats with a 3-hour long derby.
Yeah.
All the breaks and the long times, the 3 minutes in the first round to hit home runs and the breaks on top of that. I think that if you condense the Home Run Derby down to about 2 hours, 2.5 hours, it'd be a lot more fun of event to witness there. I'm not sure how much more you can add though. Around the event, it was a whole lot of fun. I thought they pulled the All-Star Game off. You know, people were upset that when you got down to the swing off at the end, that why weren't the superstars there? Well, because they weren't in town anymore, and that's the thing.
Right.
About having a game on the, yep. The game on the West Coast or the East Coast, you know, it gets late on these guys. But after Otani came out of the game, after Freddie came out of the game, they all bounced. And I can't say that I blame him. Freddie was headed back to the West Coast. He was at the ESPYs the next day, so you know he had to go catch that plane. So. But again, that's the 8 o'clock start time. That's being on the East Coast. These guys had to get out of town. Can't say that I blame them, but Kyle Schwarber did not disappoint.
And he
that,
had a, and
that final little swing off.
He had a great handoff, much like the Olympics. I was telling Jason about this.
Yeah.
It's sort of like a nice handoff to next year because the All-Star game is going to be in Philly.
It is in Philly. You're right.
And
that's
he ended this one. Bo Johnson joining Sam and Greg. Jason Longshore, I should say, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I've been looking forward to asking you this question. And Jason, I would like your opinion on this too. Today is the day that a guy who's got a trophy named after him got his 500th win. And I'm talking about Cy Young. My one unbreakable record in sports is that one. He may have had 11 more wins, but Cy Young has 511 wins. Forget about 500 or 400, and for that matter, 300 ever getting reached again. But my question to you two is that the unbreakable record as far as the four major sports, or if you want to throw soccer in there too, since I'm talking to Jason? That's mine. I don't know how you guys feel. I'm curious, what's your unbreakable record in sports?
My unbreakable record is not the 500, it's 1,406. And that's Ricky Henderson's stolen base career record in MLB. I think that if you add up all the stolen bases that Ricky had, or for somebody like Ronald Acuna would have to get like 50 stolen bases for the next 25 years, even come close. It's something absurd. Mm-hmm. But you just don't see guys stealing triple-digit stolen bases ever again. I don't think we ever will. And that's what Ricky Henderson was up to in his career. So to me, and I was a big Ricky fan growing up, so maybe I'm a little bit biased to that record, but that's another record that just will not be touched in my eyes.
Yeah. And I, you know, I can see that too. And Ricky, greatest leadoff hitter of all time. We can all agree on that.
That's an interesting one because, I mean, the way the game's played now, the wins are going to be different. Stolen bases are going to be different.
Yep. Right.
I'll ask both of you guys this. You know, the all-time hits record, is that reachable?
I think that's more possible than the others.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But is it reachable? What do you think, Bo?
Reachable, I mean, I guess it kind of has to reach. Well, I just don't know if it'll ever be reached. You know, the game's played differently these days. Yeah. Guys don't go up for batting average anymore. They, you know, it's more about the home run. So you don't see a whole lot of guys. If Ichiro had played his entire career in Major League Baseball, he could have been the guy that would have probably done it.
Yeah.
But you don't see guys going up trying to slap the ball the other way or trying to get on base. You don't see as many bunting for base hits. And it's kind of sad to me because that's a huge part of the game. So that because of analytics and the way that we look at the game these days, I think that's the reason why that record's probably going to be safe for a very long time.
And he brings that up on the day. This is the actual day, July 19th. 90. Pete Rose was sentenced to 5 months for tax evasion. This was the day that happened. Anyway, Bo, listen, thoughts on this second half for this Braves team. How many of the guys that are on this team right now do you think will be there the last game of the season as far as the regular players?
This is such a tricky situation that we're dealing here, gentlemen. So Braves are 9.5 games out of the wild card. I'm forever the Braves optimist. So for them to be plus 10 in the second half, they would have to go 38-28. But the rest of the field would also have to play 500 baseball, and there's like 8 teams in front of them. So just to get to the number one team in the wild card standings, they would have to go 38-28 with them playing, you know, 500 baseball. So I don't know if that's reachable, but it could be, and that's the Brewers they would be trying to catch. So what do you do? I think if the Braves want to try to make a run, which, look, you're looking at like an impossible run with who we've got in our rotation right now, which we only got 3 guys, and we're looking at bullpen games for everything else. It's a long shot. I don't think Marcelo Zuna's on the team. I think that's your biggest trade piece if you're looking to add pitching to try to make a run, or if you're looking towards the future. Marcel's on an expiring contract. I find it very interesting that he was not in the game yesterday. He was not in the game in the last game that they played. So the last game that Marcelo Zuna, minus the pinch hit that I think he had on Sunday, the last game Marcelo Zuna played in, he hit a home run. That's exactly what you want to tell other teams when you're trying to raise a human, you know, his value. So you put him in a game last night versus the Yankees. What if he goes 0-4? That doesn't look good for you. So I think Marcelo Zuna's probably gone. I think Iglesias is probably gone. Probably Pierce Johnson. Those are your most valuable pieces there that they can get rid of.
How long do you have to start making those decisions with the trade deadline?
July 31st, brother, and it's creeping up on us. So what is today? The 19th. So we've got, a week and a half. So it's not going to surprise me one bit. I thought something was going to happen when everybody was in town for the All-Star game. Does not look like they got anything done outside of acquiring Dane Dunning from the Rangers, who you may see start next week. But yeah, I mean, you got a week and a half, so you can look for something to be happening. I know the Giants are going to be in town. They're a team that's competing. You could see movement there, but we're running out of time. I think something's going to happen soon.
Quickly,
especially with Ozuna not being in the last two games.
Yeah, that jumps out to you.
Quickly, before we let you go, how's Juice's season so far?
So we've had two middle school practices. We will start our middle school games on August 7th, if I'm not mistaken, the week they go back to school, where we will be hosted by several high schools in the area. So I'll let y'all know, and I would love for people to come out and check us out, because we're going to be playing on big stages now, man. It's going to be fun.
That's for those who don't know, that's his daughter, Olivia Johnson, OJ, known as Juice, and her team. And so we've had her on the show many, many times. Anyway, Bo, hey, listen, man, thanks as always. Have a great rest of your weekend, and look forward to talking to you soon, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me, fellas. Y'all have a nice weekend, and I'll see you soon. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Bo.
That is Bo Johnson. Up next, we are going into Noel's World. Plus, I have an important message having to do with the backpack drive going on out at Atlanta Station with the Falcons. All that information coming up next. Sam and Greg, Jason Longshore is in for them. Sports Radio 92.9 again.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Well, as much as I like to hear more of this song, I got to get us back on track, so I'm going to shut up here and get going here. She's smiling at me. It's Sam and Greg, but Jason Longshore is in for Mr. Crenshaw. You know him from Atlanta United. He's on the call with Mike Conti. And, of course, you know him from The Intersection with our own Noel. Thursday nights, is it a certain time or is it 11 o'clock?
We bounce around a little bit. With The Intersection and with Atlanta Soccer tonight, we are 10 o'clock unless the Braves are at home, and then we're 11 o'clock.
All right. You know him from all those other plays. And that doesn't count the podcast he does either.
Doesn't even get into soccer down here. Doesn't even get into that.
See, so again, that's Jason Longshore. Again, he's in for Mr. Crenshaw. I want to make sure I get this out before we turn things over to Noel. I've been talking all morning long about the book. I've been saying book pack. I don't know what's wrong with me. Backpack drive that's going on out at Atlantic Station, the Falcon store out there, which, by the way, has moved. It's over there near Publix right now. And they have a back-to-school event. Now, the back-to-school event, which starts at noon, is open to the public. Everybody can go out there and be a part of that. Mm-hmm. But the backpack drive is not open to the public. It will be going on, but they have already chosen the schools and the kids who are going to receive those. So once you're going out there thinking that you just show up, park the car, you're going to get a free backpack. It don't work like that. But they have special deals out there if you want to get one. But the backpack drive is not open to the public, but the back-to-school event is, which starts at noon. Having said that, Noel, good morning. I'm doing your good morning because you didn't do that earlier. You just jumped on in there and started talking about Alicia Gray and all of that other stuff.
Hi. Yeah, we got too much going on this morning. Good morning.
We really do. Good morning. Where do we want to – well, listen, I got to do this real quick. Folks, coming up in 15 minutes, something's going to happen around here, and I don't know what it is. That's all I'm supposed to say. These two scallywags over here got their own show on Thursday night, and they're going to bring that to Sam and Greg.
Greg doesn't stay up late enough for
I stay up. I just got other things I'm doing.
You don't stay up late enough for our segment, our signature segment.
Okay. Well, just stick around 15 minutes as something's coming up, and I don't know what. I ain't even sworn to secrecy. I just been told to shut up and sit over here, which is what I'm about to do. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's going to turn topsy-turvy in a second. Just like this WNBA All-Star Weekend has been a bit topsy-turvy. We came back with SOS Band's Weekend Girl because usually these girls don't have time to go out on a weekday, but Thursday night was as lit and as turnt as it could be. We had our own Atlanta Dream DJ, Jay Skyla, out there DJing the set, and we were able to hear it all and see it all. Please ask me why.
Noelle, why was that the case?
Okay, so something unprecedented happened in this All-Star game, in this league, that has not been done in any other league, and I don't think it will be done in any other league. Uh-oh. And it adds to the uniqueness of this league. So there is a duo on the Minnesota Lynx that have created a streaming platform for themselves. They call it Stud Buds. Okay. This thing has been going on all season. They just turn the camera on and have ridiculous conversations about themselves and what's going on in the league and all stuff around it. Stud Buds has provided us an endless amount of entertainment this season. From y'all didn't beat the Sky to all kind of other WNBA inside jokes that have come back in so many different ways, from social media outlets of the teams to the WNBA themselves to the fans. And last night, Stud Buds decided they were going to give a 72-hour stream starting the first day of the WNBA All-Star. So as soon as they land, they cut the camera on, and the stream has not stopped. We followed them on the carpet, where they even got Kathy Eaglebert to come on and show her outfit and give her a shout-out.
That carpet looked amazing.
Yes.
I saw that.
Yes, Sabrina Ionescu, shout-out to them Nike stockings. That's the only reason anybody under 40 should be wearing stockings. But she had them on, and the swooshes were abundant.
But listen, you talked about, people gave Beyonce a little bit, but with the cowboy hat when she first started that, the whole cowboy thing, I saw some cowboy boots that looked stylish. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe I forgot the person who was wearing them, but I was like,
was it the gold ones?
Yes.
That was Alicia Gray. That was your own Alicia Gray.
MVP candidate, yes. Alicia Gray.
I had the sound down, and I just saw it from afar. I was like, ooh, look at them boots.
Right. Like I was telling Jason on Thursday, she had like a Madonna Matador boots on the ground, Western cowboy thing going on, and she had these amazing gold cowboy boots with like this embroidered front design. They looked gorgeous. Like
Dolly Parton-like.
You did that. You did a great job. She said, I'm not going to be able to make it to the Beyonce concert. Or maybe she did. But, I'll take a little bit of that to Indy with me. Now, there were certain people we didn't see on the Stud Bud stream while it was going on at the party, because Nike had their own party. So the Sabrina and Eskews and basically everybody from the Dream that were at the All-Star Weekend were over there at that Nike party. But everybody that was at the WNBA party had a good time, and it was shown to us all. Everybody was up till 3 o'clock in the morning trying to figure out what was going on at this party. Even Mama Reese, Angel Reese Sir, was watching the stream to see what was going on. And shout out to Aaliyah Boston, one of the best teammates in the league, making sure that Caitlin was not on the stream with her adult beverage.
By the way, was there an RG3 sighting? Was he there?
No, there was no RG3. I'm pretty sure he did not get an invitation.
He did not get invited.
But if you want to hear Alisha Gray and a former Atlanta Hawk, a favorite Atlanta Hawk, Jeff Teague, she joined the 520 podcast. Was it the 540 podcast? I'm almost sure it's the 520 podcast. She joined the 520 Club podcast this week out in Indy. And that should be an enjoyable listen because those boys are always funny, including Teague. And everybody loves Alisha Gray's accent. You put those two together for an hour, and I'm sure time is had by all. But I say all of this, including everybody calling Angel Reese basically me bounds all weekend. Me bounds, she bounds, he bounds.
Is she copywritten it yet?
Yes, she's copywritten it, and you can buy T-shirts. And according to Nafisia Collier, since she's on Team Fee, they will be Fee bounds tonight. As she gets all the rebounds for Team Fee. But I bring up rebounds, and me bounds, and the Stud Bud stream to say that we might be heading into a lockout, fellas.
Yep.
I heard about the negotiations did not go well. The new CBA is around the corner. I've been talking about that, and you know how unplugged I am with it. But I knew it was around the corner and was going to enhance the league.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody showed up. The event that happened this week where all the players showed up.
Mm-hmm. That was that morning. So that was Thursday morning.
Yeah.
So Thursday morning, as soon as they got there, you saw about 25 players in the elevator. You saw Alisha Gray in the elevator, Bree Jones, Asia Wilson, blah, 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 blah. All the people you expect to see, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nafisia Collier, Breonna Stewart, you know, Unrivaled. So they're definitely going to have a conversation. And what we were talking earlier about international players, that's going to play a big part of this CBA. Because according to Gabby Williams of the Seattle Storm, who just came back stateside because she was playing in France. She was very fine with what was going on over there in France. You know, we all saw her ball out with France against Team USA, wanted her back. She's back with the Storm. According to her, the league seems to want to eradicate all other leagues as part of the CBA. The players aren't in agreement with that conversation, especially since the money doesn't seem to add up to the players.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So that, on top of players like Angel Reese being able to sell Mebound T-shirts, Angel Reese having her Reebok billboard in the background of Good Morning America Thursday, Friday morning with Stud Buds. I think they hit something like 21,000 views on their stream that Thursday night. That's money. These players are figuring out how to get themselves paid and how to market themselves, and they're honestly, frankly, doing a better job than the league. I can't tell you how many fans on social media were like, how are Stud Buds filling this gap in between what the W gives us and what we actually want? Like, they filmed all the practice yesterday. We got to see everything. We got to see Alisha Gray, Courtney Williams, and Paige Buckers actively block out Angel Reese for the me bounds.
So that's not...
Yeah, that's not content that you typically get from the W themselves.
Well, the parent, the television contract, and those people don't have a problem with it.
Not covering it. That's
what I'm saying.
Right.
That's where you're in a spot with the WNBA, and yeah, the league's going to have to figure this out because you don't have traditional media covering it in the ways that they would go cover the Hawks or the Falcons.
Right.
That's not happening, and I see this in soccer as well, so I can speak to it from kind of that perspective. The WNBA has to pick up that gap and do more internally to tell the stories of their players. And if they're not, then they need to partner with people who are and let them do it. And what concerns me about where the WNBA is right now, you've got money coming into the league. You've got more eyeballs coming into the league. You've got stars right now. And the league says, all right, this is our chance to recoup. And they're not going to give the players what they should.
Well, that's the problem. It's revenue sharing. It comes down all the other stuff is conversation.
All of it is part of it. But you're in this spot where now is the time to really blow it up. And both sides need to work together to do that because neither one can do it without the other. But the league has to understand that it's not the NFL, it's not the NBA, it's not Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
They have to do it a little bit differently here. And they really need to partner with the players who are going to drive it. Because the players are going out and driving it themselves.
Yep. Right. Yeah, they don't need that. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And they got alternatives, too. They can go play in Europe. That's the other thing.
That's what they're trying to avoid.
That's a very unique situation. They can go play in France. They can go play in other
countries. Right, like they are, but it's a very unique situation because it is a bargaining chip on the table. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily something that they want to do. Heidman said, you know, she thanked Nafisia Collier this weekend because she just found out she's going to go to Miami in the offseason. She doesn't have to go overseas. But if that winds up being something that they all have to do to show the league that they're serious – I don't see it not happening, especially with the league saying they want to get rid of leagues like Unrivaled, get rid of leagues like Athletes Unlimited. I don't see that being a viable option if y'all don't have the money to play these players
100%.
Yet. I mean, they're not even making revenue share. I mean, they're not even getting jersey share money. They're not even making money off their jerseys yet.
That's
so
ridiculous.
You got Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and Paige Buckers and Asia Wilson selling all these jerseys, and they're not seeing a dime of that yet. Like, there's ways, like Jason said, that we can start this conversation and start moving incrementally in the right way, but it can't be all on the league side. And I think the players are more flexible than the league, but I think that the things that the league wants the players to be flexible on are all of their absolutely not. And I think we are heading straight into a work stoppage.
And that's the worst thing that can happen right now.
Yep. And I'm probably the first media person to saying it on air or live and putting it on record. But I think we are, this weekend, WNBA proves, in my opinion, that we are heading to a work stoppage. Because these players know their worth, and they understand how much they're driving themselves and their own visibility.
Question. It needs to be a wake-up call for both.
How do y'all feel about the people that are running this? In other words, on the player side and on the league side. In other words, the management, all the executives, everybody who is in the room. Do you feel good about that? Do you feel good about them?
I don't on the league side right now because I don't think they realize what has grown this league right now, what we're seeing. You know, women's sports as a general movement is grown exponentially as of late. That's outside of the WNBA. The league didn't drive that. The players have driven that. And players like Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and many, many others have made their own brands, their own names.
Yep.
They're the ones that have changed the game. The league has not, and frankly, the league hasn't even held up their end of the bargain at times.
No,
so they have to get that. And I'm worried that they're going to come at this with instructions like an NBA or a baseball or an NFL would handle it, and they can't handle it that way here because players can go do their own thing like Unrivaled. They can go do their own thing, like go play in other countries, which those other leagues don't have to fight against. So they need a partner, not dictate. And I worry that the WNBA is not going to do that.
And also, I think the WNBA are resting on the sneaker brand's laurels. So I think that they're kind of lazy because Nike and Reebok are doing a lot of the heavy lifting for these athletes, like the big ones that we know.
Yeah.
So... it's going to be really interesting, but I think the players are ready, and they are also ready tonight for the All-Star game. We got Team Collier versus Team Clark, even though Clark will be out, and the media is part of the imaging problem of the W, because every headline is Caitlin Clark's absence from the All-Star game will cast a shadow. So,
no.
Things just don't work out the way they're supposed to all the time. I mean, this was supposed to be her coming out party.
It was?
And it really was, and just... You know, people don't end their careers the way you wish they would, and, you know.
This is almost going for her in Indiana like our All-Star weekend just did. Like, instead of getting the one in 21 that would have been, like, completely legendary and amazing, we get this one, which is more of a substitute. And we only have two instead of, like, 12 guys on the roster this go-round. You know, we take what we get. But, if you know, like Greg said, if you had the perfect world scenario, man, 2021 would have been amazing.
Yeah.
But Indiana will enjoy it just like we did.
All right. I don't know what to say about what's next. I will just say
have no idea.
That is Noel. That's Jason Longshore. This is my show, but it's about to be taken over. I don't know in what capacity. I just hope that there's no need to call the authorities. That's coming up. It is Sam and Greg on, well, with Jason Longshore on this Saturday morning, 19th day of July. Thank you for letting us be a part of it. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm a little scared.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.